After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His garments became glistening, intensely white, as no fuller on earth could bleach them, and there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking to Jesus. Peter said to Jesus,
"Master, it is well that we are here. Let us make 3 booths, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah."
Peter did not know what to say, for they were exceedingly afraid. And a cloud overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud.
"This is my beloved Son. Listen to him."
And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man should have risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what the rising from the dead meant.
"Why do the scribes say that first Elijah must come?"
"Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him."
When they came to the disciples, they saw a great crowd about them, and scribes arguing with them. Immediately all the crowd, when they saw Jesus, were greatly amazed, and ran up to him and greeted him. He asked them,
"What are you discussing with them?"
"Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a dumb spirit. Wherever it seizes him, it dashes him down, and he foams and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to cast it out, and they were not able."
"Oh, faithless generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him to me."
And they brought the boy to him. When the spirit saw Jesus, immediately it convulsed the boy, and he fell on the ground and rolled about, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father,
"How long has he had this?"
"From childhood, and it has often cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have pity on us and help us."
"If you can, all things are possible to him who believes."
"I believe. Help my unbelief."
When Jesus saw that a crowd came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit.
"You dumb and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again."
After crying out and convulsing the boy terribly, it came out, and the boy was like a corpse.
"He is dead."
But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. When he had entered the house, his disciples asked him privately,
"Why could we not cast it out?"
"This kind cannot be driven out by anything but prayer and fasting."
They went on from there and passed through Galilee. Jesus would not have anyone know it, for he was teaching his disciples.
"The Son of Man will be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days, he will rise."
But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to ask him. They came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them,
"What were you discussing on the way?"
But they were silent, for on the way they had discussed with one another who was the greatest. Jesus sat down and called the 12.
"If anyone would be first, he must be last of all and servant of all."
And he took a child and put him in the midst of them, and taking him in his arms, he said to them,
"Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. and whoever receives me receives not me, but him who sent me.
Teacher, we saw a man casting out demons in your name, and we forbade him because he was not following us.
Do not forbid him, for no one who does a mighty work in my name will be able soon after to speak evil of me. For he that is not against us is for us. Truly, I say to you, whoever gives you a cup of water to drink because you bear the name of Christ will by no means lose his reward. Whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a great millstone were hung round his neck and he were thrown into the sea. And if your hand causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life maimed than with two hands to go to hell, to the unquenchable fire. And if your foot causes you to sin, cut it off. It is better for you to enter life lame than with two feet to be thrown into hell. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. It is better for you to enter the kingdom of God with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into hell, where their worm does not die, and the fire is not quenched. For everyone will be salted with fire. Salt is good. But if the salt has lost its saltness, how will you season it? Have salt in yourselves, and be at peace with one another.